It's almost time to finish, but before we go into our conclusion for Update Talking News Stoke and also take you into the three editions of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4 that we have to end on, I've got the Let Them Theory, an audible audiobook preview for you about a life-changing tool that millions of people can't stop talking about. It's currently the audible number one bestseller, and it's by Mel Robbins, narrated by Mel as well. And what if the key to happiness, success and love was as simple as two words? If you've ever felt stuck, overwhelmed or frustrated with where you are in life, the problem isn't you. The problem is the power that you give to other people. Two simple words, let them, will set you free. Free from the opinions, drama and judgments of others. Free from the exhausting cycle of trying to manage everything and everyone around you. The Let Them Theory puts the power to create a life you love back in your hands, and this book will show you exactly how to do that. In her latest groundbreaking book, The Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins, New York best-selling author and one of the world's most respected experts on motivation, confidence and mindset, teaches you how to stop wasting energy on what you can't control and start focusing on what truly matters: you, your happiness, your goals and your life. Using the same no-nonsense, science-backed approach that's made the Mel Robbins podcast a global sensation, Robbins explains why the Let Them Theory is already loved by millions and how you can apply it in eight key areas of your life to make the biggest impact as you listen. You'll realize how much energy and time you've been wasting trying to control the wrong things at work and relationships and in pursuing your goals. And how's this? And how this is keeping you from the happiness and success you deserve. Written in an easy-to-understand guide, Robbins shares relatable stories from her own life, highlights key takeaways, relevant research, and introduces you to world-renowned experts in psychology, neuroscience, relationships, happiness, and ancient wisdom who champion the Let Them Theory every step of the way. You can learn how to stop wasting energy on things you can't control, stop comparing yourself to other people, break free from fear and self-doubt, release the grip of people's expectations, build the best friendships of your life, create the love you deserve, pursue what truly matters to you with confidence, build resilience against everyday stresses and distractions, and define your own path to success, joy, and fulfillment. The Let Them Theory will forever change the way that you think about relationships, control, and personal power. Whether you want to advance a career, motivate others to change, take creative risks, find deeper connections with people, build better habits, start a new chapter, or simply create more happiness in your life and your relationships, then this audiobook will give you the mindset and tools to unlock your full potential. So now let's listen to a captivating listen to the beginning of The Let Them Theory, which is written by Mel Robbins and narrated by Mel too.
Audible Studios presents The Let Them Theory, a life-changing tool that millions of people can't stop talking about. Written by me, Mel Robbins, and narrated by the author. That's me, Mel Robbins. Hey, it's your friend Mel. I am so excited that you're here with me, and I just wanted to take a quick minute and personally welcome you to the Let Them Theory audiobook. It's an honor to be here together with you and to have the opportunity to spend this time with you. And I also wanted to acknowledge you for choosing to listen to an audiobook that's not only going to inspire and entertain you, but it will give you the tools, the research, and the inspiration that you need to create a better life and to create better relationships. I just think that's so cool. And you picked a winner, because the Let Them Theory is the single most powerful and life-changing thing I have ever discovered. And that's why I'm so excited for you and for everyone that you love to learn about it, to use it, and to feel the power, freedom, and peace that it's going to create in your life and in your relationships. So thank you. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for taking the time to do something for yourself. And thank you for sharing everything that you learn in this audiobook with the people that you love. This is going to be so fun. And it's also going to be a profoundly moving and awesome experience together. So let's jump in. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my daughter, Sawyer, who not only co-wrote it with me, but she's actually sitting on the other side of the studio that I'm in, executive producing this entire recording for you. Soy, I have loved sharing this experience with you. Even though there were times that you wanted to kill me, as they say, let them. Chapter 1. Stop wasting your life on things you can't control. If you're struggling to change your life, achieve your goals, or just feel a little happier, I need you to hear this. The problem isn't you. The problem is the power you unknowingly give to other people. We all do it, often without realizing it. You make the mistake of thinking that if you just say the right thing, then everyone will be satisfied. If you bend over backwards, maybe your spouse won't be so disappointed all the time. If you're friendly enough at work, maybe your coworkers will like you more. And if you keep the peace, maybe your family, they'll stop judging you. I know this because I've lived it. I've spent years trying to be everything for everyone else and thinking that if I could just do enough or say the right things and keep everyone happy, I'd finally feel good about myself. But what happens instead? Oh my gosh, you only work harder, you bend further, you shrink yourself smaller, and still, oh, still someone's disappointed, still someone criticizes, still you're the one that's left feeling like no matter how hard you try, it's never enough. It doesn't have to be this way. I'm here to help you take your power back and stop wasting your time and your energy and your happiness trying to control things you can't control, like other people's opinions, moods, or actions. And instead, focus on the one thing you can control, you. And you want to know the remarkable thing? When you stop managing everyone else, you'll realize you have a lot more power than you thought. You've just unknowingly been giving it away. Let me introduce you to the simplest and most life-changing idea I have ever discovered. I call it the Let Them Theory. What is the Let Them Theory? The Let Them Theory is about freedom. Two simple words, let them, will free you from the burden of trying to manage other people. And when you stop obsessing over what other people think, say, or do, you finally have the energy to focus on your own life. You stop reacting and you start living. Instead of driving yourself crazy trying to manage or please everyone else, you're just going to learn to let them. So what does this look like? Well, imagine you're at work and your colleague is in a bad mood. Instead of letting their negativity affect you, just say, let them. Let them be grumpy. It's not your problem, so don't make it your problem. Just focus on your work and how you feel. Or maybe your dad makes yet another comment about your life choices, and it, ooh, hits you like a brick. Instead of letting it ruin your day, just say, let him. Let him have his opinions. They don't have to change who you are, or what you've accomplished, or your right to make decisions that make you happy. The truth is, other people hold no real power over you unless you give it to them. Here's why this works. When you stop trying to control things that aren't yours to control, you stop wasting your energy and you reclaim your time and your peace of mind and your focus. And you realize that your happiness is actually tied to your actions, not to someone else's behavior, opinions, or mood. Now, it sounds simple, and it is, but I am telling you, this one shift will change absolutely everything. And even though it's called Let Them, this is about you, your time, and your energy, because these are the most important and precious resources that you have. Where you spend your time and energy determines your experience of life. And the Let Them Theory will teach you that the more you let other people live their lives, the better your life gets. And the more you let people be who they are, or feel what they feel, or think what they think, the better your relationships will be. Learning how to let adults be adults has changed my life, and it will change yours too. Because when you finally stop giving your power to other people, you'll see how much power you truly have. But perhaps the most surprising thing about the Let Them Theory is how I discovered it in the first place. I mean, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you the story. I discovered this thing that changed my entire approach to life at a high school prom. Now there's a sentence I never thought I'd say. I don't know what it is about proms, but oh my gosh, are they stressful. And I had already gone through four of them with our two daughters, so I figured when our son Oakley's turn was up, this was going to be a breeze. Holy cow, was I wrong. Our daughters had obsessed about every single detail for months. It was so annoying. The dresses, the dates, the promposals, the hairstyles, the spray tans, the makeup, the corsages, bus rentals, post-prom parties. It was like never ending. I was so happy when their proms were finally over. Now, our son, on the other hand, he wasn't even sure he and his friends were going to be going. And despite me trying to figure this out, he communicated nada with me. And if you have a son or a brother or a boyfriend, I'm sure you're like, that sounds about right. And then, of course, what happens the week of prom? Oh, well, suddenly Oakley decides he wants to go. And I've got 48 hours to figure out the tuxedo and the specific sneakers he wants to wear and the logistics. And then all of a sudden, 24 hours before the thing, he's got a date. I mean, these were things our daughters agonized over for months. When the prom finally arrived, miraculously, I have no idea how we pulled this off. We had the tux, the tennis shoes, he had his date, I knew the location of the pre-prom photos, it was all figured out, and somewhere along the way, I had been talked into hosting the post-prom party, but that's a different story. So here we are, we're racing out the door, and my husband Chris grabs Oak and reaches out to fix his bow tie, just one last time. And our daughter Kendall just happened to be home from college, and she took one look at her brother and said, "Oh, you look so good, Oak." And I just stood there and took in the moment. I mean, what a handsome young man he had grown into. I couldn't believe how fast 18 years had just flown by. I also couldn't believe that Kendall was almost done with college, and our oldest daughter, Sawyer, she'd already graduated. She's now working like a big job at a large tech company in Boston? Where did the time go? And as I stood there in the kitchen, I allowed this fact to wash over me. Time was passing, and I wished it would slow down. That's the cruel fact about time, right? It's going to keep passing, whether you and I slow down or not. And the time that you have with the people that you love, it's like a melting ice cube. 1 minute, it's there. The next, it's gone. And you and I, we can't stop the ice cube from melting. The only thing that we can do is make the most of the time that we have with the people that we love while we still have it. And in moments like this, when I really just stop and pause, I don't know about you, but I always kind of feel a little sad. I feel like I'm just racing through life. And I don't often allow myself to just truly enjoy it, you know? I get myself so worked up about this stupid stuff that doesn't matter that I just ruin these brief moments that I have with the people that I love. I mean, do I really need to get so stressed out about this last minute scramble and take it all out on Oakley? No. I'm sure you can relate, even if you don't have a kid that's going to the prom. Maybe you've let comments from your family ruin an entire holiday together. You get so consumed with work or with your school that you cancel yet another plan with your friends. You and I can waste years of our lives being distracted by just meaningless things or late nights at work because it's so easy to get so stressed out about life that you forget the entire point is to live it. So as I stood there in the kitchen watching Chris fix Oakley's bow tie, I just tried to take it all in. I took a deep breath and I walked up to Oak and I gave him a really big hug. And then I looked at him and I said, "You look so handsome." And he said, "Thanks, Mom." And then he saw what time it was and he was like, "Dude, we gotta go." And then boom, just like that, the moment was gone and time was moving. Life is so funny. You know, 1 minute you're tearing up about the passing of time and how old everybody's gotten. And the next minute you're like racing around trying to find your keys again and getting annoyed because somebody left their dishes in the sink. So on the way out the door, I opened the fridge and I grabbed this beautiful corsage that I had made up at a local flower shop for Oakley's date because I figured with 24 hours to spare, he doesn't have time to do this. He took one look at it and was like, Mom, she doesn't want a corsage. Don't bring that. And I looked at it, I'm like, what? But it's so beautiful. Are you sure? I already told you. She said she doesn't want one. Well, how about I just bring it with us? And if she wants to wear it, she can. If she doesn't have to. Mom, please, I don't want you to bring it. I rolled my eyes at our daughter, Kendall, looking for some backup. And she even shook her head at me and was like, Mom, drop it. He's nervous. He doesn't really know this girl that he asked. Don't push it. I'll admit, I was annoyed. Maybe even a little hurt. I mean, I'd spent all this time scrolling online, researching flower trends for the prom because I don't even know his date. So I didn't know what she'd like. So I tried to find something cool. And then I had ordered it and I'd taken the time to go down and get it and pay for it. And here I was trying to do something nice for him. And instead of being grateful, he's barking at me. Plus, this is his first prom. I mean, what does he know? We're going to get there and then he's not going to have it. So I stuck the corsage in my purse and we head out the door to go to the place where everyone is taking the photos before the prom. Now, once we walk in, Oak introduces us to his date and she pulls out a boutonniere for his lapel and turns to my husband, Chris, and asks him, can you help me put this on Oakley's tux? I, of course, just could not help myself. I literally reach into my purse like I've got a winning lottery ticket and I pull it out and I'm like, Oakley said you didn't want something, but I had this made up for you just in case. Oakley shot me a look. If he could have killed me with his eyes, he would have. And I immediately, based on how angry he was, I wish I had just kept my mouth shut. And he then turns to his date and he kind of has this like, I'm so sorry look on his face. And he's like, you don't have to wear it. And she looked back. She's like, it's okay. I'll wear it. But not with any level of enthusiasm. And that's when I noticed she had made her own corsage, which she was already wearing on one of her wrists. Kendall rolls her eyes. Chris shifted. I mean, if I could have just evaporated in that moment, you know, like literally disappeared to another universe, I would have.
It's very hard to finish this because it's so good. And she's a wonderful storyteller and she does kind of pull you in and you just want to find out more and find out more about her life, etc., etc. And you can, because you can go online at audible.co.uk and you can download this book along with thousands of others. There's lots of special offers as well. And if you're not a member, you can get your first book for free. So you could get this one for free if you wanted. You, a friend or family member, can go to the website. That's audible.co.uk. And you can also call the customer support number if you need any help or assistance. That's 0800 496 2455. It's open 7 days a week from 7 in the morning till 11 at night, and it is the same number if you have any problems with joining or the website. If you'd like to request a new audiobook to hear about, then you can give me a call or text on 07500 870 689, or email updatenstoke@gmail.com, and we'll have another one for you to sample and listen to when we're back in March.